Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. Part one of my extraordinary interview with John Frankovich. He's a partner with McDonald Carano for the whole show on an all new Nevada Newsmakers. 40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail, we help it grow, and we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a very special show today here because we have a Reno legend, a legal legend, John Frankovich. He's a partner at McDonald Carano. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Nice to see you, Sam.
I was looking at your bio. You started at McDonald Carano in 73.
46 years ago.
Yeah, right out of school, right?
No, I spent 2 years in the Washoe County District Attorney's Office, and actually it set the stage for my career because I was in the Civil Division. I represented the Planning Department. I represented the county engineers, knew all of the development people, and that's what I ended up doing in most of my career is representing developers.
Okay, so obviously Don Carano was a part of that law firm, the beginning of it.
He was my mentor.
So who was he in 1973?
Well, he was a young lawyer, and he represented developers, and he was close with Bob McDonald, who was also the founder of that law firm. And he wasn't what he became, but he was very, very dynamic and very, very smart. I mean, people here know about his casino business, they know about his wine business. They don't know so much about his legal talents. He was a very, very fine lawyer. He specialized in real estate and then got into gaming and parlayed those into a pretty good career, let's say that.
To say the least. So in 1973, where the Eldorado was going to be was the wrong side of the railroad tracks in downtown Reno.
Yes.
How crazy of an idea was it then? How big was the town even?
Well, I think in those days Reno was about 50,000 people, and nobody had been north of the tracks. I mean, there was a railroad going there, which is one of, I would also indicate, one of Don Carano's successes. He was instrumental in getting it lowered, so it's not there anymore, which was a lifelong project. But I don't know why. It was just a psychological barrier more than anything. Nobody had ever put a casino north of the tracks. Don had been involved in prior to that in the Pioneer with a great deal of success in the entertainment, food, and gaming business. And so he understood the business. But that was family property. I mean, it wasn't as if there was a lot of property available, and that was part of his family. And he put the family group together and said, let's try it. And started with 200 rooms in a coffee shop and on family property, and he was the type of person that always wanted to grow, and he started buying all the property around him for, and every time one came available, he bought it over the years and was very, very successful. And I think he was successful because of his style. He was very personable with people. He liked people, he liked his employees. He showed up and always had a presence and was very gracious, not only to the employees, but all of the guests.
And his saying that's become legendary was that they couldn't afford Frank Sinatra and Sammy Davis Jr., so food had to be their star.
Mushroom raviolis was his Frank Sinatra, he would say yes, and they specialized in food, and he had the Italian heritage, and he loved food and loved Italian food, but they specialized in all sorts of food, and I think even if you go up there today, you get the best food in Reno.
Yeah, I would not argue with that at all. The expansion happened in 1978, correct? That was when MGM was about to open. And then there were four properties downtown that either expanded as the El Dorado did or were new. And that was an incredible time for Reno.
Yes, it was. Yes, the El Dorado expanded in 78, but the El Dorado never stopped expanding from the day they opened. There was a series of expansions, but 78 was one of them. And our firm represented most of the entities that were in the process of expanding. We represented MGM, we represented Circus, Harold's Club, and of course the El Dorado, which was expanding at that time. We also represented, which was originally the Sahara Reno, which was the Del Webb Company, which became the Reno Hilton, and is now the Montage condominium. But we represented all of those, and it was a big...
So you pretty much represented all of downtown Reno.
Well, we didn't represent Harris, but other
than
Harris...
That was the only
one. Most of downtown Reno we represented, yes. And we worked with them on their expansions, and they had to get the approvals and go through the process, and that's where we aided them, and then we ended up representing them full-time on other legal matters.
So the MGM opens not in downtown, but at the junction now of what are the freeways, so a little bit out of town. How scared, well, not out of town, but out of the downtown, how concerned, scared were the downtown properties about this, at the time, 1,000-room hotel, but developed into a 2,000-room hotel coming up out of downtown?
There was certainly some concern as to what impact it would have. The casino industry historically has been concerned about new competition. They're always worried about the new fella coming to town and that there was going to hurt their business. But I know in the case of the El Dorado, they became close friends with the operators and owners of the MGM and put programs together where they were going to work together because it was for everybody's benefit. And the MGM brought to town a lot more people than had been here before, if you remember, and I don't know if you were around it.
I moved here in 78 the year
it
opened.
Okay, well then you went to the Hello Hollywood show, which was one of the great shows ever in Reno, and that was a big draw for the community. But when you draw for the community, everybody has a share in that, and as I say, the El Dorado in particular developed programs where they would be busing people back and forth both ways to the MGM and over to the El Dorado, and that was part of Mr. Carano's genius, because he would work with people to try to have a mutual benefit.
And Kirk Kerkorian, who I am just a huge fan of, he built the MGM from day one for 4,000 rooms. He put four pods in. They developed two, but he didn't think that it was, you know, appropriate to build the 4,000 rooms that they had planned for and they had the water for. I was stunned, and we're just jumping ahead real quick, we'll go back again, to think that anybody would own 4,000 rooms, which now El Dorado Resorts does in downtown Reno.
Well, at that time, that was unheard of course, that many rooms. And the 1,000 rooms that they built the first time was by far the largest place ever in Reno. And not too long thereafter, they did their second phase, which was another 1,000 rooms. Kerkorian was a big thinker. I mean, I have no doubt that he designed it to be bigger, but I think the market conditions dictate, like they do in so many instances, of how big you're going to get. And it, they were doing very, very well, and Reno was doing very well when they did their expansion. And that was controversial at the time, the additional 1,000 rooms, but
because
that was approved and built. Everything in Reno gets controversial.
Sure.
There's always a faction that says, I don't want to get any bigger. We don't want any more people. I mean, Reno is a gym. I mean, I've lived here all my whole life, and I love it here. But a lot of people don't want to see it grow sometimes, and there was a lot of opposition. But MGM prevailed on that and was approved for their 1,000-room addition, and I think it's been a good addition to Reno.
Oh, to say the least, Phil Satre says that Kirk Kerkorian never fell in love with his assets. So when the time was right and Bally's came along to want to buy the property, he had no problem selling it.
Well, I wasn't involved in that transaction. I did know Mr. Kerkorian. I actually got him a gaming license one time, and we sat and listened to the Gaming Commission go over their agenda, and I talked to him. So he's another very fascinating, pleasant, kind man, although a genius as far as business. But I don't know why he sold, but it didn't surprise me that he did sell. I mean, and if Phil said that, I have a lot of confidence in Phil Satre that he knew what he was talking about.
Yeah, and I mean, you can just look at the history. The International Hotel became the Las Vegas Hilton, which is now Westgate. I mean, you know, he sold the Las Vegas MGM, which became Bally's, and before he built, you know, the MGM. And then, of course, when the time was right, he had no problem whatever taking advantage of any situation. So when Steve Wynn's stock price went down, he zoomed in and bought Mirage Resorts.
Well, in the case of the MGM and the acquisition of Reno, our firm also represented Bally's at that time. And Bally's was very interested in being in the casino business, and they were looking for places. I mean, they were a manufacturer of gaming equipment at the time, the largest in the world. But they wanted to get into the nitty-gritty of the gaming business, and so it didn't surprise me that they bought Reno. They bought Las Vegas, also the MGM down there, and stayed in there, still in this gaming business today, although not so much in Nevada. I think they're in New Jersey now.
My understanding is that one of the functions that they wanted those properties for was the cash flow to be able to support their athletic clubs that were not doing so well, and they needed the cash flow to go towards that.
Well, I don't know their interior financial plans, but they had the was it Seven Flags or Nine Flags or whatever it is, and that was amusement parks that weren't doing as well as the casino industry, so that would make some sense, but I don't know the details of that.
All right, so 1978, you see the boom. And at that time, my understanding was that Reno and Las Vegas were lateral, that if you were going to move from Reno to Las Vegas, it wasn't really going up in market, it was just going laterally. Would you agree with that?
Well, I'm not sure what you mean. I think Las Vegas always had a bigger market than Reno. Not always,
but it didn't always
act that way.
Yeah, but it didn't always act that way. I mean, for example, broadcasting. I mean, the level of quality in the Las Vegas television and radio stations was about the same as Reno. It was not that they were a big step up in market. They may have had a little bit more population base, but...
Well, I personally think the person that changed that was Steve Wynn.
Absolutely.
In Las Vegas, and that changed the whole landmark or landscape of Las Vegas and made it take a giant step forward ahead of Reno. I'm not saying Reno was doing poorly, because in 78 Reno did expand, and it has done well even through some recessions and a couple of recessions in northern Nevada. But can't compare to what Las Vegas became after Steve Wynn and MGM getting involved and everybody else. There's nothing like it in the world.
Right, and it was a conscious decision by Reno, as you alluded to earlier, that Reno did not want to become Las Vegas. They did not want to have that kind of growth. They wanted to maintain more of the lifestyle that Reno had grown accustomed to from the beginning of the 20th century.
I agree with that. I think people that have spent time in Reno say this is a great place to live, and it's very different than Las Vegas, and they enjoy the differences. I'm not saying anything bad about Las Vegas, because
right.
It's a great place
to live and do business, to say the least.
Yes.
Let's take a break. More with John Frankovich when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Seven Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with John Frankovich. He's a partner at McDonald Carano. So 1978, going back to 1978, that was the boom period. Though, to my mind, was the biggest boom until now for the Reno Sparks area. And back then, because that's when I arrived in Reno, was 78, we had a lot of issues. We had construction workers sleeping in tents on Truckee River because there wasn't housing to accommodate them. If you wanted a phone line, you had to get a party line because there weren't enough phone lines from the phone company. There weren't enough apartments, there weren't enough houses, you name it. The growth that we are now seeing in the Reno Sparks area is 1,000 times bigger than that. How did we get through it in 78? How are we going to end up dealing with it in 2019?
Well, first I'd question your math. I don't know about 1,000 times, but it is pretty,
it's pretty
big
huge.
Right now. It's big.
It I is. Mean, you've been out to Tesla. I mean,
yes.
You know, we're talking not 1 million square foot building, but multiple million square foot buildings. A company that just bought 67,000 acres to develop, you know, over a long period of time, of course. And every major computer company having representation here. I don't know what your math is, but I'm just gauging
okay.
1,000 times.
I didn't come to argue about the math.
I don't want to argue at all.
And it's no question about it that the high-tech and industrial world has discovered Reno, Nevada, largely due to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center in, out in Fernley that has done a magnificent job of attracting these people. But to talk about 78, yes, we had a shortage of housing in that period of time. And how it was addressed is, I like to say, it's Econ 101. If you took Econ 101, you learned about supply and demand. And when there was a great demand, which there was, the supply shows up, and a lot of major national home builders who had not been in Reno before showed up in Reno. People like Syntex and Lennar, and Bailey McGaw, Lewis Homes, together with a lot of local builders, started building. I mean, there's a demand, and they start building. De Loreto Construction Company was one, Lifestyle Homes. They all started in the mid to late 70s, building as fast as they could, and they continued that, and that's what you catch up. I mean, the demand generates the people from in the free enterprise system that will provide the supply, and when the supply catches up, it slows down. It never gets exactly the same or equal, because usually the people building the houses will build more than they need, and it will slow down, and the prices go down. I mean, but that's what happened. All of these companies showed up and started building homes in Reno, Nevada, and around the area. I don't just mean in Reno, north of town, Sparks, south of town, all over Reno, because there's a lot of land available at that time. And the economic model will work so long as there's not too much governmental interference. I mean, that's, again, Econ 101. And actually, in the 70s, there was one constraint that was that caused some problems in the development of housing, because the community, Reno Sparks and Washoe County, has a major sewer plant, and we ran out of sewer capacity. And that obviously slowed things down until they got control of it and expanded the sewer plant. But when you have a restriction like that, that slows you down. But it took care of itself by the free enterprise system, which I'm certainly a big believer in, and econ, and it worked.
So right now, we had a chat at a luncheon recently, and that's how I invited you to come onto the program. Since then, there's been an announcement of two major industrial parks being built in the Fernley area. I talked to the mayor of Reno on a show that aired a week or so ago, and she said that, because I asked her, do you think, therefore, Fernley is going to expand? She said people are still going to want to move to Reno and Sparks. That's still going to be an area that, even if people are working in Fernley. Do you agree with that, or do you think that we're going to see more growth happening east of town?
Well, I think we're going to see growth all over, in light of what you just said, which is, again, the tech world has discovered this area and has so many advantages, not only from a business standpoint, but from a lifestyle standpoint. When people spend some time in Reno, they recognize, hey, this is a good place to live. And of course, we have a lot of business incentives and tax incentives to be in Nevada. And I don't think the growth is going to be limited to Reno, but I think it will take place. It's already taken place in Sparks also, and it's starting to head further east. And I have no doubt that there will be some large developments, housing developments done in Fernley also. It's just the nature of the business cycle. I mean, again, I would go back to what happened in 78. It's happening again. There's more houses being built now, a lot more houses to try to accommodate the growth in the workplace. And it's a different type of worker coming here now. The high-tech people are typically higher income, and looking for nicer facilities, but the homes and those are being built. I mean, the demand is starting to get addressed by many of the same group is still here. They're not all here. Toll Brothers, DiLoretto, Lifestyle Homes, they're still very, very active and building homes as fast as they can. Although right now, I think that they're a little more cautious. A lot of the developers, the lenders, got hurt in the recession, and it stung everybody, and people are more cautious now, so they're not building as fast as they had in the past, when in 78 in particular.
Let's take a quick break, and then
sure.
We'll come right back,
okay?
We'll be right back after this.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features, and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at
851-9499. I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't going to let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're going to continue our conversation with John Frankovich. He has kindly agreed to stick around and do another program with us because we are in such an exciting part of this story, and I want to continue it. So we'll be back on our next broadcast with part two of our interview with John Frankovich after this.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Subscribe to our Nevada Newsmakers channel. We'll see you on the next broadcast.